And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're having a great day. Hey, if you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. That's how you can get in communication, in touch with me, and I do answer those personally. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Looking at this past week, some of you, if you were timing it right, you might have made a ton of money, a lot of money, but I bet most of you did not. In fact, some of you probably lost some money, lost a little bit more on top of what a lot of people have lost already. And I'll get to what I mean in just a minute. I want to bring a story first and foremost, though, something that when I was watching the events out there in the stock market, now in the bond market as well, this came to mind, and it goes back about a year and a half or so ago. My family and I got wind of a really good deal on season passes to Six Flags Over Texas, right? When we're not gallivanting around in the RV bunker, we reside in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro. So yeah, we went out, we picked up the family, the season passes. Man, my son was thrilled to death, excited, never been to an amusement park like this before. And on our first trip there, we took the day, we rode all kinds of rides. We rode the sombrero, right, that goes up and down and around in circles, the teacups. I think it's called the gunslinger, the swings that they lift you off the ground and you go in a circle for a while, all that fun stuff, the train around the park. And then we were walking past this tunnel. And this tunnel, it leads under a road that you drive in on to get to the park, to a kind of a section of the park that's removed. And it's got just one single solitary ride there. It's called the Judge Roy Scream. The Judge Roy Scream. And it was built, boy, when I was growing up, I grew up in the area. We went, we did the same thing, went here occasionally. Judge Roy Scream, it was there. I rode that thing when I was a kid. It was built, way back in, I think it was 1980. So my son, he sees this. He says, "Let's go." And we talked to him about it. We said, "Well, this is a roller coaster." We explained what it was. We checked with him. We rechecked, checked his height. He's like me. He's a tall, lanky guy. He was fine. That was good to go. He was 7 at the time, by the way. And there were other little kids, streaming into the tunnel. So, okay, let's do it. We got in line, and when we finally got on the ride, I sat next to my son. My wife was sitting in front of us, so she missed the part I'm going to relate to you, and I hope my son doesn't kick me for sharing this, but if you don't know, the Judge Roy Scream, like I said, it's a roller coaster, but it's a wooden roller coaster, and it's been around for a while. And all was fine, right? We're sitting in the, how a roller coaster starts. It starts click, clack, click, clack, going up that hill as it pulls you to the top and waits for inertia, right, to take over, and he was happy as could be. We saw the sign at the top, and then that first car went over, inertia was broken, and the whole thing went barreling down the other side. And this is what I've been thinking about, because I've never seen such terror in a little kid's face like I did then. And he screamed, he clutched my arm. I mean, he screamed for the entire ride. So needless to say, we confirm that he does not like roller coasters, at least at that point in time. And that brings me to today's show, because I bet a lot of you have been wearing a similar expression on your faces. Maybe not terror, but fear or concern, or I don't know, choose your noun. You've had some expression on your face that is not exactly happy. And you may have been screaming as well. Why is that? Well, you've been on a roller coaster just like my son. And it's been a ride, hasn't it? And what kicked this off? Well, we got our new president. And as he promised, he is doing exactly what he said he would do. He's introduced tariffs across the globe. The trade wars have begun, I guess, if you want to phrase it that way. And in effect, it's been driving market madness. The S&P, last I checked, it's been a little bit. Year to date was down 15, 16%, something like that. I'm not invested in the S&P 500. I am not in the stock market, so I'm happy to say I don't ride that ride anymore, so I don't check it very often. But here's the really, really crazy part, and this is what really caught my attention here. It was early this past week. There was a headline with respect to those tariffs with trade wars, etc. Headline came out that said the Trump administration was going to put a 90-day pause on tariffs. Okay, great. Great news. Everybody celebrated. Everybody celebrated. But here's the thing. That headline was false. It was not correct. It was not true. Where did it come from? I don't know. But it got out there into the media. It was propagated, and its impact was huge. Everybody celebrated. The S&P 500 added over $2 trillion, with a T, $2 trillion in value on that one headline. Tariffs going to pause for 90 days. Boom, that thing just went shooting up. It's like that big hill that we climbed on the Judge Roy scream. And by the way, to my earlier comment, you know, looking back, some of you may have made a lot of money if you bought into the stock market, bought, you know, ETF for the S&P 500, whatever it is, right before that headline came out and you sold at its peak, you may have made a lot of money. If. And that's a big if you timed it right. But did you? Were you ready for that ride? Because here's the thing, 40 minutes later, not even a full hour, 40 minutes later, that headline was debunked. You know, the administration said, no, that's not correct. That's not what we're doing. And the market dropped again, just like going down the other side of that roller coaster. And after that $2 trillion rocket took off, bam, it went down, 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 erased that entire gain and more. I think it declined by $2.4 trillion, in fact. And the stock market and the bond market as well, for that matter, they're like a bad roller coaster ride right now. If you're in the stock market now, just expect to have more ups and downs. You do not know when they're going to come, but they will come. Here's the thing. How do I know this? In 2023, I think it was in May of 23, there was a picture was published, and it showed the Pentagon. And it showed an explosion that had occurred there at the Pentagon. And as a result of this picture, everyone was very much unsettled. The market, the stock market shook, and stocks came crashing down, just like we saw or are seeing right now. Here's the thing. There was no explosion. The entire photo, it was AI, artificial intelligence generated, right? AI generated. It was not real. The photo, the picture was not real, but it had very real impacts to millions and millions of people out there and their savings. One simple photo. And what you really need to ask yourself now as you're watching the markets go up and down and riding that ride, when's it going to go up? When's it going to down? When is it going to bank right? When's it going to bank left? Who knows? You have to ask yourself, is this something that will occur less as we move into the future, or is this something that will occur more? Are we going to see this kind of AI-generated driven madness with greater frequency? You know, it's interesting, if you go back to President Trump's first term, he used a phrase quite a lot. I know we've all heard it. Fake news, right? In fact, in 2017, that term, fake news, was Collins Dictionary Word of the Year, right? It very much came to the forefront, and the prevalence of misinformation and disinformation has just continued to grow from year to year since that time, right? Again, it's not declined, it's increased. And just to differentiate here for you, misinformation is information that someone's propagating whereby they are simply ill-informed. They don't know better. They think it's correct, and they're telling you the story. It's like that telephone game where you whisper in the ear of the person sitting to your right some phrase, and they turn and whisper it to the next one, and by the time it gets back around to you, it's totally changed, totally unrelated to what started. That's essentially misinformation. We're spreading bad information. Disinformation, on the other hand, is like that AI-generated photo of an explosion at the Pentagon. It's the deliberate spread of false information, and we see both mis- and disinformation out there. And the bigger point, I think, is regardless of which type we're talking about, whether mis- or disinformation, with current social media channels, the way that information is propagated, this stuff spreads incredibly fast. You know, I even saw a term out there when I was looking at the recent roller coaster ride with respect to the false headline about tariff pause, etc. A lot of that information got propagated artificially, or not artificially, I should say automatically, in an automated fashion, by something called headline bots. They're essentially looking for what news are people reading. Let's put it on our website because we want to bring the eyes to us as well. And this automated stuff just pushes it out, and it gets farther. It goes viral. It goes viral. So its prevalence increases even more. And again, add artificial intelligence, add AI to the mix as a catalyst, and I think those roller coaster rides are likely to become ever more frequent and ever more amplified in the future. You know, to go back to the roller coaster ride I took with my son Again, that was the Judge Roy Scream, built in 1980, wooden roller coaster. It had been on that removed section of the park forever since I was a kid. You know how tall that thing is? 71 feet at its peak. It terrified my son, and I feel really bad. We'll try again in a couple years, you know? Kids are resilient, but what if I ever get him to go on to the Titan? Yeah, the Titan. That's a metal roller coaster. It's maybe a decade or so old. Same park, 245 feet tall at its peak. Three times higher. Bigger drops, sharper turns, much faster up and down. And I think this is what you will experience in coming years. Greater amplitude, as well as increased speed and increased frequency. We're there now. And the worst part, you know, I keep using this roller coaster analogy. The worst part is that unlike riding, you know, that roller coaster, the Judge Roy Scream or the Titan, whichever one you're riding at Six Flags or wherever, after the first time you go, right, if you have the stomach to go back a second time or a third time, you know what's coming. You know what's coming. Maybe you, like my son, you say, I just did not like that. You can choose not to ride. But with the stock market and with the increased prevalence of things like misinformation, disinformation, headline bots, the AI catalyst, you don't have any idea. You don't know what's coming. You don't know when, but it's coming. And it can have some tremendous, tremendous impacts. Again, higher amplitude, etc. But you can choose not to go along for the ride. Again, my son said, I didn't like that. I don't want to do that again. So, okay, good. We're not going to ride that ride. Years ago, said to my wife, you know, I got my 401k. I've been watching it go up and down. I don't like that ride. I choose not to ride. So how do you get off of that ride if you are in the stock market roller coaster up and down ride right now? How do you get off that thing? Well, it's hard, but you got to close the accounts. You have to stop those 401k contributions. You've got those coming out, what, every week with your paycheck, every 2 weeks, every however frequent that is, coming automatically out of your check into that declining market. You have to get off the ride. And as my son learned, you have to stay off. You have to learn about a different option, better option in the case of the stocks, the markets, the places where you park your money now. Now, what is that better option? What we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited is investing in residential real estate. A lot of people would call this an alternative investment. Although I would tell you, rental real estate has been around for years and decades and centuries. I would say millennia. You know, Benjamin Franklin, one of our founders, he had rental property. He knew of the power. I don't think they had the roller coaster rides in stock markets back then. I don't know, tulips? Yeah, maybe they did. But he knew then, and I know now, and I'm going to convey to you after this break why you should consider that alternative, which is residential real estate. So stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And if you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. Yes, this is a real estate investor radio show. That's what we talk about. That's what we focus on. We were talking ahead of the break about the roller coaster ride that many of you are experiencing right now. And it's crazy. Boy, that $2 trillion rocket upwards that we saw in the S&P and other markets as well on fake news that then immediately came cratering back down and even lower. It is very much reminiscent of that same roller coaster ride I took my son on, his insistence, and that he very much regretted. And if you have regrets now and you're thinking, I got to do something different, I just can't handle this in my stomach. It's keeping me up at night. You know, I got a call from a friend that is still in the market. He doesn't listen. My wife and I, we've been investors. We've been members at Lifestyles Unlimited since early 2012. We've built our financial freedom on a portfolio of single family houses. We're now passive investors in apartments as well. This guy doesn't listen. And he called me freaking out about his stock investments. And you know what I told him? I said, look, buddy, there is a better way to go. There is a better option. Many people would call this an alternative option because why? Well, you know what the mainstream approach is to getting to retirement, to getting to, quote, financial freedom. Well, it's getting a job. It's working for decades and decades and saving. And that's the crux, because your saving goes where? It goes into a 401k account. Maybe you've got traditional IRAs, but they're basically parked in mutual funds. Where are those mutual funds parked? In the very stock market that is just banking and turning and up and down and just all over the place right now. But if you can get off of that mainstream path and get onto an alternative, much better option, you will see better results. You will sleep better. I am not experiencing the same ups and downs that you are right now. And I empathize. I would like to see you in a better place. So why residential real estate? Rental real estate specifically. Well, with respect to this roller coaster ride, I mean, fake news comes out, a bad headline. I don't know if it was misinformation or disinformation. We talked about the difference before. I don't know what was the driver there, but it just made that market go crazy. Now, my rents on my rental houses or in our apartments that we're invested in, do they go shooting up or down when someone posts some fake AI generated picture of an explosion at the Pentagon? No, they do not. And my property values, and I keep a very close eye on the value of my houses, they don't go shooting up or down at the drop of some misinformation or disinformation either. And that's a big point with respect to what we're seeing in the market right now. If you want to sleep better, if you want to rest, de-stress from that market that you're seeing right now, real estate, simply put, it's simply more stable. So if you don't like the roller coaster ride of the stock market, that alone is reason to get off the ride. Get out of the ride, get off the ride, and to shift into something more stable. That's real estate, but it's better than just that. Stability, yes. I think a big word in today's market. Stability is important. But if you think about the stock market, and I mentioned that $2 trillion gain and $2.4 trillion, whatever it was, drop. With the stock market, for the most part, right, unless you have some dividend stocks that pay out regularly, and who knows, I've seen a lot of airlines, consumer producers, they're pulling their forecasts, their outlook for the future. They've started to pull that stuff back. So dividends, I don't know, maybe those go away. But the primary way that you make money in the stock market is how? It's waiting for that ride up and hoping you don't have the countervailing ride back down. You're waiting for appreciation. That's it. And then you sell when it's high. Buy low, sell high. Buy low, sell high, right? You got to time it. You have to time it right. We saw that can be very, very difficult. With real estate, it's not just one way. We make money five ways. I'm going to explain that in here in just a moment so I can clarify that for you. Appreciation, just like with stocks, yes, that is that's one way, but there's much, much more. So we have stability. We have multiple ways that we're making money. And I would tell you with respect to that roller coaster ride, we simply have more control. So think about your 401k. Every couple of weeks, couple hundred bucks, I don't know, however much, gets siphoned out by your employer and parked into those mutual funds, however you have those distributed. You've got some growth, you've got some, you know, some safe, whatever they're called now. I don't even know. I've been out of it for so long now, but it gets parked in these various funds. What control do you have there? I mean, aside from the allocation, you don't know what's in the mutual fund, do you? Do you really? Most people don't. It's just getting siphoned out and put somewhere. And you hope that whoever is behind those funds are making good decisions. And you hope that whatever company that they're investing in is also making good decisions. There's a huge chain of command that's getting this, your dollars farther and farther and farther away from you. But with my single family houses, I maintain complete control. In particular, I choose to self-manage, so I'm definitely in control with that, from that perspective. But you choose if you want to buy that next single family house. And you know the house you're investing in. It's not some fund that some guy controls or some company controls that's investing in other assets that you don't even have a clue about. This house that I'm looking at, I know about it. I've done my due diligence. Maybe I've gotten it under contract and I've gotten an option period. I went through this very recently. We wound up not doing the investment because of the things that we found out during our due diligence, because we have that control. Sent in an inspector. Right? Had our GC out there. Got the scope of work. Ah, that doesn't work. Let's negotiate. didn't work out. That's okay. The houses that are in my portfolio, I control those as well. I've talked about the options you create every time you add a single family house to your portfolio. It does a lot of things for you, and you choose how you leverage those things. Maybe you sell that asset at some point. Maybe you decide, you know what, I've got a ton of equity. I'm going to do a cash out refinance to pull money out now. It's all under your control. You choose who you rent to. Don't have that kind of control in the stock market. So if you're feeling right now like, holy cow, I got to get off of this ride. Yeah, do that. If you do it now and you've lost a little bit relative to the peak, maybe it's better to sleep better and get invested somewhere else. So we have a lot more control with our houses. Now, I invest passively in apartments. Do I have control there? Yes, I do. To the extent that I've become an educated, sophisticated, informed investor in all things about apartments, and I've met hundreds and hundreds of people that put together apartment syndications, that's what I invest in passively. And I have the control when it comes to deciding, am I going to invest with that guy right there or that lady over there as they bring new investment opportunities to the market? I decide how much am I going to entrust them with. Now, beyond that point, yes, I give up a fair amount of control to them because they are now steering that ship. But I've read all about that ship. I know where they're going. I know what the plan is. I know what the risks are, and I know what the rewards are. So give that some thought as well as you watch that roller coaster ride right now in the markets, in the stock market, in the bond market, as tariffs are going up and down and added here, deleted there, whatever's going on. Give that some thought and get off of the ride and get into a much better asset class, which is residential real estate. I already told you, stability is there. Control is there. These are two things that you do not have right now. Do not have those right now. But even better than that, or in tandem with those two benefits, are the ways that we make money. Because in the stock market, you wait for appreciation. When my mom's brokerage account cut in half, I would have had to wait forever for it to get back to where it was. That's appreciation. That's one of the ways that we make our money on our rental houses as well as our apartments. Just dumb market appreciation that simply happens over time. You know, real estate, on average, it doubles in value every 20 years. That's about a 3.5% return if you back into the math. It's there. Are there years where it goes negative? Yeah, like in the Great Recession. Absolutely. But do you know what happened after that? It went up and up and up, much like that $2 trillion gain in the S&P 500 we saw. Only this didn't go crashing back down, and I do not believe that it will. The fundamentals for residential rental real estate are simply in place if you're investing in the right location, the right place. That's part of the equation, of course. So we make money through appreciation. The two big ticket items that I want you to keep in mind and to understand, though, these are what we typically talk about: cash flow and equity capture. And I mentioned already that my rents are not subject to anyone's crazy misinformation or disinformation headline AI-generated photograph. When I enter a lease with a resident, it's a 12-month lease. My rents are there. They're not going up at the drop of whatever the latest misinformation is. They stay flat. And when my rents stay flat, my fixed expenses are flat. My rent or my cash flow, it's a known. It comes in every month. I don't have to do anything about it. I have the control, I have the stability, and I have the cash flow. And on our houses right now, we're looking for anywhere from $200 to $600 in net cash flow. And that's the profit. That's what we keep every month. So I collect my gross rent from my resident. I pay my fixed expenses. That's going to be my mortgage, my principal and interest. I'm going to escrow for my property taxes. I'm going to escrow for my insurance. Yeah, Andy, what about maintenance? Well, you know what? When we took control of that asset, we followed the motto, best product, best price. And best product says go in now while it's vacant before somebody moves in and fix everything that's broken now and anything that I think is going to break in the next handful of years. So when I do my due diligence and an inspector goes out and he tells me that that AC is 20 years old, I'm going to budget to replace it. Could I put a Band-Aid on it and keep adding Freon to the system and limp along? I could. That's not going to be fun. But I'm going to go and replace it now instead. So I don't have maintenance. I'm pulling all my maintenance forward to today during my renovation phase. So yeah, my cash flow is simply my gross minus my PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and I keep the net. And it's steady. It's stable. It doesn't go up and down like a roller coaster ride at the drop of the latest news. Add to that equity capture, because I just described what we do. We find an asset that does need work. We buy it at a discount because it needs work, but we then go in and do the renovations necessary to apply best product, best price, that motto that we like to follow. So let's say I buy a house for $100,000. In fact, the one that I was contracted on was under $100K. In my example, let's run with 100, easy round math. And let's say the renovations come out to $50,000. So basically all in, I'm at $150,000. But get this, when I'm done fixing that house up. What's the value? Is it 150? No, it's much farther north of that. It's 200. It might even be 250. And you can see the spread there. 50, maybe even 100K. That's equity capture. That is value that I've added back to a distressed property just through renovations. Those renovations may take a couple of months. That's it. And we are seeing huge equity capture in our market right now. I could invest 20K. And the example I'm giving you, if you do the math on it, it'll be about 20K out of pocket, $20,000 invested with an additional $30,000 on top. That 30K is equity capture. And that represents, in the course of a couple of months, about 150% return just on that equity gain. Now, meanwhile, you're watching the stock market go entirely in entirely other direction. You have no control. There is no stability. Whereas I know going into this house purchase that I'm going to push up value. I'm going to create value. I'm going to add equity through equity capture to my balance sheet and grow my wealth. And then I'm going to have that thing rented. And every month I'm going to have that cash flow. Those are the two big ticket items that we love with our residential real estate. That applies to apartments as well. But it keeps going. Because guess what? I have a resident in place. Every month they pay me, and every month I pay the mortgage. Essentially, they're paying the mortgage on my behalf, and I see my equity build up every month as that principal is paid down. Equity buildup could be 8, 10% on your money invested. Good return. We talked about appreciation. If you invest in apartments, and this is unique to apartments, you can enjoy something called forced appreciation, whereby that lead investor, that syndicator, repositions that asset, and in so doing, drives more revenue, lowers expenses, does some of both typically, and that results in a better net operating income. Without getting into the math here, that magnifies and hugely pushes the value of that asset up. Can't do that on houses. Houses are valued based on other sales in that neighborhood. Apartments are valued on their cash flow, and we know how to improve the cash flow. Finally, tax advantages. If you have good information, you know how to leverage these assets for massive tax advantages during your hold period, as well as when you turn around and dispose of those assets, sell those assets. Now, how do we get to these ways of making money? Through information, not misinformation, not disinformation, but through good information. And you can get the information you need from us, Lifestyles Unlimited. Did you know the organization has been around over 3 decades, taught thousands and thousands of members to get to financial freedom by creating that cash flow, by getting that equity capture and forcing appreciation on apartments and enjoying general market appreciation. So don't go out there and find misinformation or worse, disinformation in the internet as you do your search and try to figure things out on the real estate side. Go to an organization that can really help you, and that's Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you're not sure, well, is this the place for me? At least in the interim, I'm going to tell you what the place for you absolutely is, because coming up real soon, if you want to dip your toes in the water, see if you like Lifestyles Unlimited, see if the things that we're talking about are true, I want to encourage you to come out to an event we have coming up here in my area, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that's our Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Bus Tour. That's going to be May 7th through the 10th. So that's not even a month away. Again, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo plus the bus tour. Why is this important? Well, this is a place to come and get good information. You're going to talk, if you come out here, there are thousands and thousands of investors and members that show up. Huge opportunity for you to talk to people and find out, well, is what Andy's saying true? If I get off of that stock market roller coaster and invest in residential real estate, am I going to enjoy that stability? Am I going to enjoy that control? And am I going to have that cash flow? Do you see that equity capture like he's talked about? Great place to meet and talk with other people. Plus, as far as information and more importantly, education go, there are a lot of breakout sessions, whether your focus is single family or multifamily as a syndicator, as a lead, or as a passive investor, or maybe you just want to buy apartments on your own. There's content, there's education, there are breakout sessions for each and every one of you, each and every one of those subjects, and much, much more. Over 4 days, we can get a lot done, and you can get a lot done. And you can see if, yeah, maybe this is the time to get off of that roller coaster. Again, that'll be May 7th through the 10th. In Irving, Texas, right in between Dallas-Fort Worth. If you want to learn more, text the keyword EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. You'll get a link. Some of the passes have already sold out, by the way, so you need to move quickly here. EXPO to 88007. Use the keyword radio, and that'll give you $100 off whichever pass you use. But that's the place to go. You will get the information you need, and probably more than you need. It is so much. It can be overwhelming. So again, the big message for you, and my son learned this in real time on an actual roller coaster. He said, I do not like this. We got off. He will not get back on. And I think if you do not like what you're experiencing right now out there in the stock market, in the bond market, with your 401k, your IRAs, whatever it is, you can get off that ride as well. And the place to go is back is into residential real estate. And if you're not sure if that's for you, go to our Wealth and Passive Income Expo, again, May 7th through the 10th, so you can learn about what we do, about what other members, thousands of members have done that have gotten to their financial freedom, built that cash flow, found that stability above all else right now, I would say. And they're living the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.